Welcome to today's Sticks and Dirt Kidbit podcast. It's a Christian-based kids ministry broadcast for the family of teachers, volunteers, and like creative soul winners, sharing experiences and experiments. Oh, snap!
All right, welcome to S&D Kidbit Talk Show podcast. My name is Randy.
And
welcome to it! Glad you're here today.
Hi.
Hi. Everyone's chipper. And, all right, I like that. Today's topic is going to be about instrumental kids. And I'll be honest with you, it seems like I brought this up in a podcast a long time ago in the early days. I don't know if it was actually a topic we actually talked about or if it was just something we just mentioned, but it doesn't matter. It's been long ago. I think it was back in podcast...
somewhere between like 10 and 12.
Somewhere between 10 and 12, yeah. It's been way back there, so... We may have never even covered it. So Instrumental Kids was a little segment I would do when I went in children's evangelism. I would select five or six kids, and they would come up to the platform, and I'd stand them in a row next to me, shoulder to shoulder. And I got one of these instrumental music sets. I actually found it at a thrift store, and it contained a little miniature bongo drum, a small tambourine, a triangle... those little Lucaracha shakers, what do you call them?
That's a shape, not an instrument. That's silly.
Macarena.
It's a macarena.
Mariachi, no.
That's a dance.
Mariachi. That's the name of our
macarena.
That's a dance.
No. What's the little shakers called?
Yeah.
Maraca.
Oh,
sorry. I knew it started with an N.
Yeah.
Right?
I've got a whole bunch of...
Something Mexican. Combo
anyone
number three.
Anyone wants to take them off my hands for a little while?
Combo number three.
For like
combo
a week.
Number three.
No, maraca is the thing I sit on the porch.
And it seemed like that's there was another instrument.
My,
either way.
My rocker.
Yeah, I said the triangle.
That's a shape.
And so the triangle I used at the...
We have one of those. We have one of those.
That's silly.
In preschool, we have one of those little fish things, too.
You know, fish scales.
The fish that you can...
Yeah, okay, I know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
The rain stuff.
The rain stick.
Yeah. Like we also have we also have musical scarves. They're just scarves that the kids can.
They're silent, aren't they?
I love those.
But they're crucial.
What else is next? A square? A circle? It's ridiculous.
Okay. So five or six of them, whatever. And the point was.
I used to play the rhombus. Sorry.
Rhombus. Anyway, it was just a single strike, one note instrument play, and I gave each of these kids an instrument in their hand, and I said, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to sing a song. I'm going to stand behind you and sing a song, and whenever I tap you on the head, you strike your instrument one time. And so I would actually be conducting the orchestra, little mini orchestra here while singing a song, and it was pretty delightful. It was really fun, and so we're going to do that today live. Yes, live. Just live. That's right, Travis. And what's going to happen is we don't have the real hands-on instruments, so I said, let's do something different. I want you guys to find an app.
I have all those at work. I could have brought them.
Yeah, me too. I've got a whole bucket.
I've got some back here somewhere. They're hidden somewhere, those instruments. And I thought, I just want to change it up a little bit and do the find a digital soundboard app and find a sound effect on there or a musical instrument strike or whatever. And hold your phone up to the microphone, and when I point at you guys, you will play your sound effect for the song. And so the point and lesson for this whole thing was, it was called Instrumental Kids, and my little lesson talking point at the end of this demonstration was that, you know, God can use our kids, was the type of the talking point what I was trying to bring home. And doing the little musical prelude here was just a fun opener to it, and it was very delightful, and it was always just fun to do. And then after that, it just brought home the simple point, hey, God wants to use kids. We just got to let the master's hand, you know, control it and use, let them be used of God. And then you can kind of talk and do how well they all sound together as a group. You know, we all have our own note and we all do our own thing and God has us do. But when we work as a team, it's even more awesomer. So all kinds of neat little talking points and encouraging things you can bring out and talk to the kids and the family with this thing called Instrumental Kids. So with no further ado, also at Coffee Talk today, we actually did a little practice session before we got started here practicing this because I wanted them to be ready for this. And so at coffee break, or coffee talk, what's it called? Coffee talk or coffee break?
Talking coffee.
Talking coffee, okay. Coffee and talkie break time. I don't know.
Coffee talkie.
Coffee talkie.
Our practice went just about as well as that name went.
Yes. And so you can listen to us kind of assemble this together some way, somehow. And this is what we got so far. So y'all have your sound effects.
Yep.
And go ahead and put your phone up, or yeah, your phone up
Hold
to the
on.
Microphone.
I got to download the app real quick.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I'll be able to. Yeah.
You would have let me use it.
Sorry, I didn't mean to play mine.
Randy,
now.
That's too long.
Alexa wanted to do a sound bite of Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil sound bite.
That was Jim Britton.
So it does sound,
it like, does sound like Jim Britton from afar off. You're right, it does. So if we gave Jim Britton a bald wig thingy, and
he could be
Dr.
Phil.
He should do
Dr.
Phil.
I was just going to say that.
No, he should do a Dr. Phil trunk or treat.
And we all play our roles.
Give bad advice to people.
We all play our roles, and we come down and we sit down like at his vehacle and like.
And I feel like Jim.
She just won't listen.
This is terrible advice.
And I feel like Jim would give the best advice. Like off the cuff advice.
He also has like the kind of like
it'd be Dr. Phil
in a way. Like he's a no nonsense guy, you know, but funny at the same time.
Yes,
be Mr. Phil.
It'd be Mr. Phil.
Mr. Phil, VBS.
Well, technically, Dr. Phil's not a real doctor anyway, so.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let you spread lies about
Dr. He's not a doctor. He doesn't have a degree.
Fake news.
He does not have a degree.
Fake news.
That's true. That's what I heard. Okay, you guys ready? So for those of you listening, what I'm going to do is I'm going to point at them as I sing the song slowly.
I haven't played with my thing, my soundboard yet.
Easy there, Travis.
I haven't played with my soundboard
easy
yet.
Easy for you to say, yeah.
So it's all they don't have like names; they're just numbers. So I'm going to pick number two because that's the kind of guy I am.
Oh my goodness! You cannot pick that sound.
Wow.
So all right, Kidman language. Thank you.
Never said I couldn't.
Okay. Here we go. All right. So for those of you listening, I'm going to point at them as I sing the song slowly. I'm going to choose a song, "Jesus Loves Me." Is that what the song we did earlier?
See.
No, it was Hong Kong Phooey.
Hong Kong Phooey, that's it. All right.
We played that
Kong
last week.
Hong Kong Phooey. All right.
Hong Kong, it does work. And here we go. In 3, 2, 1. Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so.
I did it.
Little ones. To him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Now, did you catch the last one there? When after the song was done, I had him do that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's usually when I did the triangle, because the kid would be there the whole time, and I'd use all the other kids, hit the bongo drum, the marachi, maraca thingy. And the tambourine, and then the triangle kid would just stand there the whole time, not doing nothing. I'd work him up too. I'd say, have that striker ready to hit that triangle, okay? I said, just be ready. And that little kid would stand there with that little striker and that triangle. He'd be ready the whole time, waiting for the tap on the head. And I'd never tap him. And when the song was completely done, I'd tap on the head, and he just hit it one time.
Hey, calm
just
down.
One time, easy.
Calm down. Calm down. Calm down.
Put it down.
I will
put the triangle down.
Put the triangle down. Yes. Triangles. All right. What other song did I do?
We can spear it.
One of those old classical Sunday school songs.
I think it's "I've Got the Joy."
No.
I've got the
Army.
Is it Jawsburg?
Down in my
where?
He's got the whole world in his hands. Is that one of them?
Oh, yeah.
And if
let's
the
try
devil
that.
Doesn't like it.
All right, if
hold
I can
on.
Remember the
hold
songs
on.
Of that.
You want me to change mine?
Jesus. No, Jesus loves the little children.
You want me to change my noise?
I don't care. If you want to change it up,
he's
you can. If not,
world.
I don't have time.
I want to change it up.
Okay, they're all changing their sound effects up for another one here. Now, when you do this in your kids' church, you know, you don't have to do this, the sound app thing, of course, but, of course, all the kids would have to hold a cell phone or something. And you have to have them all mic'd. So
I got a new one.
We're just doing that for the purpose
some kind of shape
of the podcast today. But you want to use a real hands-on instrument.
And like a triangle.
Like a triangle.
Yeah. Triangle or something else that can sphere easily.
That was bad.
Here.
Get out.
Okay. Here easily. Are y'all ready?
I'm not. I got an ad right now.
That's something you need to consider if you're using free soundboards, guys.
Thank you.
But who's going to pay for a soundboard?
Yeah, all right. Actually, we paid for some of
That doesn't help your point.
Oh, is there an office soundboard?
How does it not help my point?
All right, because Travis is ready.
He's
ready.
Dummy.
Justin is ready.
Okay.
Taylor is ready.
I got one.
I'm ready.
Alexa's ready, and Jared says he's ready. All right. What song did I say I was going to do? My Lord, have mercy.
Jesus loves the little children.
Macarena. All right. Here we go. Jesus loves the little children. All the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
That was beautiful.
What?
When's our album coming out?
We start tour in 2022.
SND, greatest hits.
Gold.
No,
gold, Jerry.
No,
that's
hits.
The essentials.
No hits.
That's the essentials.
That's our deep cuts.
No hits. Cuts deep cuts only.
Deep cuts only. Yeah, deep cuts only. No hits. Absolutely no hits. So, all right. That's pretty good. Unless you can think of another old-fashioned song we can go by, I think we got the point across as far as that goes. Yeah. Do you have one?
No, I just.
How about ABC?
Wish I could use.
He's got the whole world in his hands.
All right. Okay, here we go. All right, let's do it one more time. Okay. And you guys... pick your sound and just go for it. Okay. Just go for it. This is going to be for fun, so pick you one out and get you one you really want to do. It doesn't have to be a musical note. Listen to all the sound effects in the background. They're sorting out their soundboards and trying to find one. We're just going to go total shotgun on this one here. I'm going to...
shotgun?
Yeah, there we go. You could use that one.
All right. Got it.
You guys have fun with this in here.
That sounds like Jim, I'm telling
you. That sounds like Jim. Okay, you guys are ready. Justin and Taylor's ready. Right. Alexa and Travis. Ready. All right. I'm going to do Jesus. Little children.
Wait, do we already do that?
He's got the whole world.
He's got the whole world? Okay.
Jesus hates these sound effects.
All right. He's got the whole world. What in the world? In his hand, he's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. There you go. All right. Yeah.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Jared, your audience is here. They
I never
it.
Understood when people cry at operas, but I think I get it now.
It's art.
It's art.
So, yes.
Who's art. Arted?
I've arted.
Oh, come on.
Who arted, I said.
Who arted.
We arted, that's for sure.
We arted.
Good art smells.
Right.
Very good. Okay. Anything you guys want to add to that? I mean, it's just a short little segment you can do. You can build a lesson off of it. You can just make it just a little side gig with your lesson or something like that.
Or do it as a side gig and make some money.
There you go. Side gig and make some money. And
let's do it this Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we can
do
it this
You know, I just realized what we are, who we are.
Who?
We're Ross Geller.
Yes, playing his piano.
We're Ross Geller.
We're not ready for that sound.
So. Nope.
Now, we're going to go to split off a different topic now for the second for our main segment here. So, Travis, you brought this thing of Bean Boozled.
Ridiculous.
Sure did.
No.
What? Boozled. If you've not heard of Bean Boozled,
huh?
It's by Jelly Belly, Jelly Beans.
Thank you, Icky Breaky Juice.
And, gummies. Justice, the world's second
youngest
podcaster is here with us today. And he's
hey, buddy,
to share
you
gummies
sit
with
over
me.
Here?
He shared me. Thank you so much, buddy. I'll take
that.
Can you
sit down over here?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Travis taught on Last Connects using Bean Boozled jelly beans. I'm going to let him talk about that for his lesson. And a good classic talking point. Travis, there's your Bean Boozled jelly beans. Are we going to participate with those today?
I don't know. No. Do you want to?
I do.
No. Sounds like I'm okay.
Oh, is this
I'm okay
like
with
the ones that are gross or not?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I've never
want
done
to.
This before.
Yeah. So like, I don't. I like how we did it with the kids. Like they all got the same color.
Tell me what I did, Lexa. Oh, let's say what
sorry.
I did.
Never mind.
No, I really want you to. So I don't want.
So he played it a couple different ways, but I like the one way he gave like all the kids the same color. So it's kind of almost like a roulette type thing. Like one of them was probably going to like his. Because each color is either one or the other.
Right.
So, like, blue
they
is
look the same, but they taste different.
Don't say the colors, the things, because if we're going to do it, I want to do it then.
So, some of the kids, he would give them, you know, like, he'd give all
give
four
them,
of them the same color.
I would
and
pick
got
them all
see
out.
Who
I would pick all the colors out, and I would have them all in my hand, and they would pick one of them out. And then the next person, if they picked that color, they would do the same thing. So
they just had no idea what flavor it was going to be.
Exactly.
So what Bible verse did you use?
Oh, hold on a minute. Let me see.
Quick, I know which one you did.
Quick, Jared. Fill time.
It's in the Book of Psalms.
Which one
I don't
know the
exactly which one it was.
All right. Well, taste. Psalms 117.
Hey, Jared. Can you hear me?
Taste and see.
Oh, Psalms 34:8. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of the Lord who hope. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in Him. Easy for you to say.
Yes.
So yeah, I started off by, I said I have an orange, and I said, "Explain to me what this orange tastes like." Like, imagine that I've never had an orange before, and they're all like, "What? You've never had an orange before?"
Good
like,
point.
Well, I have, but explain to me how. Like, pretend.
No,
I
no,
haven't.
You told him you didn't.
I started off, but then I started playing like I actually never did, and they said it's sweet, and I said, "Oh, like chocolate." So this tastes like chocolate, and then they said, "No, it doesn't taste like chocolate." And I said, well, further explain. And someone said, it's sour. It's like, oh, like milk, like expired milk? And I said, no, not like that. I don't want it. And I said, no, I don't want to eat it if it's expired milk. And they said, it's juicy. And I said, oh, like a wet sponge? It's all going to get all over it? And they said, no. And I said, so far, you guys aren't doing a very good
it's
job.
It's healthy.
You said it doesn't taste like chocolate. It tastes like sour milk, and it's juicy. And I said, I don't know if I want to do it. And they said, it's good. Then I finally did it, where I started to like take a bite out of it without peeling it, and they're like, "No, you gotta peel it." First. And I said, "Oh, this is a new food for me. I don't know." So I did it, and I was like, "Wow! Oh, actually, Judah, one of our little boys, he said he'd never had an orange before either, and he said he's had orange juice, but he's never actually had an orange." And I said, "Okay, come on up and try it with me." So we both tried it at the same time. And what I didn't count on is, like I would say, how good it was and everything. But what I didn't count on was all the other kids wanting a bite of the orange. And I kind of played off that, saying, look, we tasted and we saw how good the orange was. And now we're telling everyone how good it is. And now everyone wants a bite of it, mm-hmm. of the orange. So I didn't really count on that. And that was a pleasant surprise that happened. And then I talked about how... we had to taste and see that the orange was good, and I relayed that back to the verse and
taste for yourself.
But then I thought there's a chance maybe it would be like an older orange, and it might not be good. So then I said that taste and see if the orange is good, rather than the Bible verse says taste and see that the Lord is good, without question that the Lord is good and not could be. So it's like a 50-50 shot. That's where I brought the Bean Boozled things in, because there's like a chance that the beans would not be good.
Mm-hmm.
But with God, you taste and see that He is good no matter what.
Right.
So that's kind of what I kind of.
We should have done a Skittles commercial parody.
Skittles commercial?
Yeah, I remember like they always say, taste the rainbow.
Taste the rainbow, yeah.
Taste the rainbow.
Taste the rainbow. Yeah, I forgot about the zombie Skittles.
Taste
too.
The Bible, and then they're all looking at the Bible.
And like, you get you engaged kids in this a lot, which is always cool.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like how that worked out. It's kind of natural how it does, because the way you set it up,
mm-hmm.
It just naturally calls for kids to be engaged with it. And of course, you got candy
and that's
involved.
Something they want to do, candy, regardless of if it tastes bad or not.
We were trying to get mm-hmm. to the game, yes. and they were just like, "We want."
Yeah, the boys definitely wanted to. The girls,
I don't think we had a single girl play.
Chloe, one of the little girls, got out of it. because she had braces. And her mom told me that she gets the braces out next summer. So next summer, we have to mark it down to do the Bean Doozle again.
Yeah.
That's when we do the zombie Skittles.
We got to do it, yeah.
Oh, those are...
As soon as she gets the braces.
Yes, by the way, those of you listening, if you've not tried the zombie Skittles yet, they're out again, I think.
Are they? I haven't seen them
yet. I'm pretty sure they are.
That's on the sheet system.
They're seasonal. Skittles come out during Halloween, and...
Do they have a new one, too?
They are nasty.
Why would you buy it? Fun candy nasty. Just
that make you feel alive.
Nasty.
No, it's a roulette.
It tastes
thing.
Like you're eating roadkill.
No, but they're not all like that. That's the thing. There's like, it's like a roulette thing again.
That should be their that,
like
that should
they're
be the
sprinkled
slogan.
In.
That should be the slogan for those Skittles. Ooh. That make
oh,
you feel
that
alive.
That smells like death.
Yeah. I just opened the bag. So. Bean Boozled because we're ready to partake.
No, the zombie Skittles. They aren't all zombie Skittles. Like there's just like a couple in the bag. And I remember we ate through bags and we're like, there's none in there. And finally we got one and it was like...
It's totally random.
Like, I don't know what flesh tastes like.
But yeah.
But I can imagine.
If you ever smelt roadkill and who hasn't smelt roadkill...
It tasted like the smell
I haven't. What's it like?
That's
can
exactly
you describe
what
it for
it
me?
Tastes like.
Can you describe it for me?
It's phenomenal how they made that taste like the smell of roadkill.
Somebody describe roadkill.
Like, who's testing that? Sour. That's what we were saying about
sour,
this, too.
Sour, like, so like Sour Patch Kids?
Mm-hmm. We were how talking about like that? This. Like, who's sitting here testing booger? Like...
Yeah, who had to taste
that? That was my thing during your lesson. I'm like all the booger, like the research and development team. Just think about how many people in that research and development team are sitting there in the laboratory eating boogers to find out what it
tastes like.
They're
kids. You know they're kids.
They didn't hire me.
So Travis right now, he's opened up a bag of Bean Boozled jelly beans, and they're all miscellaneous crazy flavors, and he's putting them in Dixie cups for us. And he's going to hand those out here momentarily, and we're going to try to eat some of them. Here, kind of like our pop physics that we do.
Yeah,
it's kind of mystery soda. This is a mystery candy we're getting ready to have. Where did Jared go? He just ran away in fear. I think he seen the Bean Boozled coming in here, so he
it does. That bag stinks.
It stinks so bad.
Uh-oh. I don't know if I'll do it. Just to be honest,
I'm not doing it.
We did Bean Boozled in one of our VBSs years ago. Chad did it. I remember he did a Bean.
My thing is, like, I only did it one time, and I just happened to get the barf one, and it was... It turned my stomach, if I'm being honest. At the end of it, it was turning my stomach. Like, I'm in the bathroom, like effectively gargling water just to hope to
do we
get
have
stuff
some, well,
out from my teeth.
I'll keep some coffee here. I don't know what else to...
Do coffee? Yeah,
if you, and this is from experience. If you use Bean Boozled for one of your games, have a trash can nearby and some paper towels...
And something
because
sweet
some
to drink.
Of these, yeah, something maybe to wash it down. Some
like
kids will take a bite this. Of something and it will, they will like, oh no, and they'll spit it out. So have that ready to go.
Water doesn't really help with these things, from my experience. Like, you need something flavored.
Oh,
preferably
I can't, it's
something
like,
sweet.
I might change
wait,
my mind.
Wait, how many times do I have to try to eat that?
I think he's just, you're just sorting them out by the colors, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's sorting them all out by the colors. He'll know what they are.
He's very focused right now, Jared.
Yes. Travis is very, very focused.
See what happens when you break his focus?
See,
this is why we have a sign on our door.
Jelly bellies in there.
Travis gets distracted easily.
Ew. Sounds like a person. I missed a part where that's my problem.
Oh, goodness.
I'm trying to live the rest of my life just Tobey Maguire Spider-Man quotes. You know?
That's a good challenge. And while Travis is getting the jelly bellies ready, we are getting ready for our trunk or treat. Halloween is on a Sunday, and we're... Our tentative idea is to have a trunk or treat after the main service Sunday morning, and it's going to be a kid-friendly theme. We just, you know, no horror and gore stuff. We just want our kids to have a fun time. After service, we'll have all the trunks outside ready to go, and Alexa has, like, taken a big whiff of the Jelly Bellies over here, and there's one in particular,
it smells
I guess,
bad.
That's just not...
Do you
want
to come switch me spots?
What's up?
Woo! I actually went to Walmart the other day, and I was looking for a new pair of trunks for Trunk or Treat. So we'll see what happens.
Oh, my goodness.
What did you say? I don't care.
We were talking about Trunk or Treat, and what did you say, Justin?
I just said that the moment's passed, so it's not funny anymore. But I was just saying that I went to Walmart the other day, and I'm looking for a new pair of trunks for Trunk or Treat.
Really?
I don't think that's
it's not appropriate.
See, that's only the moment's passed. Get out.
All right, Travis, you got the Jilly Billies sorted out, yeah, and Alexis got the barf. I'm ready. I'll play.
I'll do
my hands up.
Pick one. Which one do you want?
Just give me a cup. Just give me a cup. I don't care.
Give me the best one.
It's okay, but the smell
I'm going to cross my fingers.
No, I don't trust Travis. Travis is just going to give me a bad one.
Now, wait, what's going to happen? Do I have to eat the whole cup of them, or do we all take one from them?
You can't tell which one's
bad. I'll just take one out.
He can't tell which one's bad, but he can tell which flavor it has.
Take one of these out.
Pick one of those out.
He just knows.
Pass it around.
Are you going to tell us what both flavors are?
No, I'm going to tell you what it is. What it could be.
Oh, my. This does stink.
I'm going to tell you what it could be.
Oh, my goodness.
It could be either birthday cake.
Toe jam.
Or dirty dishwasher.
Birthday cake or dishwasher. It smells like toe jam. Here it goes. It's probably dishwasher.
That's getting my stomach turned.
Oh, God.
You got to finish it. Here. Finish it.
No, you don't have to finish it.
I'll finish mine if you finish yours.
Hold on.
Finish it.
Jared's going to get a good one. That's not fair.
No, the more I chew it,
the better it gets.
It dilutes down.
There was one that we were like, the boy's like, I don't know.
That's got to be
it. Tastes like soap? Is it like soapy?
Dirty water, soapy, dirty.
How do you know what dirty water tastes like?
I don't know, because you smell it.
You smell the dirty dishwasher?
All right.
I'm so sick.
Yeah, if you had dishes sitting in your sink for like 3 days, that smell.
Mm-hmm. No, this is a different one.
What is this?
This is either chocolate pudding.
It smells so bad.
Yes, that's the purpose of it. That's the purpose. Like,
why don't you eat it and tell me what you think?
One time we had a big bowl. Were you here with a big bowl of Bean Boozled?
Last time you said that was mine. You said that with mine too.
It smells like dirty socks.
Tell me what you think.
These are jelly beans.
I can't eat this, dude.
Do it. Here, give him a puke cup.
I can't eat.
Just in case. Like just get that. Once the flavor busts in your mouth, just let the saliva flow and it'll tear it down.
Tell us what it is.
Tell us in the microphone.
I had one boy who like didn't know last week.
He listen.
That's like the loudest chewer for a jelly bean.
That's good.
Does it taste like chocolate?
So it smells, but it tastes
like
it.
Well, they probably all kind of smell.
What is it? What is it?
That was either chocolate pudding or canned dog food.
Yeah, it's canned dog food.
And he likes it?
Is it really?
You know, I've always thought that canned dog food
is not enjoyable, but it is canned dog food.
I can smell it.
Yummy, dude. All
right, who wants to do
that's what our niece ate one on the way home. And on the way home yesterday, or last week.
Don't give him the barf one again.
Her mouth smelled like
this one. Can I have one of these?
Yeah, you both do. Jared, you want to do one of these, too?
It's solid white.
It's
jelly
making
bean.
Me. This is making me.
I don't
sick.
Think
this
it's
going to
either be like toothpaste what can
or.
The, what could this possibly be?
This one is,
smell it.
This one's a lose-lose, I think, in my opinion. It's either coconut, which
I like coconut.
That's the gross one.
Uh-uh.
Or spoiled milk.
Okay, let's
go. I think I can do either one.
Oh, I can't do spoiled milk,
dude. I go. He already went.
I can't do normal milk.
I got coconut.
Ugh. Gross.
Yeah, I got spoiled milk. definitely got spoiled milk.
Jared smells like
Justice, you want a jelly
here.
Bean? You want some jelly beans?
Oh my gosh.
I gotta brush
please.
My teeth after this.
I kinda wanna see it.
Do you want a jelly bean?
I'm like, don't give him a terrible
one.
Do
you
want
a bean? Candy.
You want a bean? You want some
candy?
Loose candies.
Candy. Candy?
Loose candies.
Their face
Justin has white. A poor gag reflex.
His face is turning red.
Oh, he's throwing up.
He's gonna puke!
Ah, duck too. I get on gushy.
I was trying to swallow it as quickly as possible so I don't have to taste it anymore. And it just it was just
Justice
a little too
is
big.
Completely against the candy.
Oh, you choked on the actual candy, not the taste of it?
Yeah, I just swallowed the whole candy so I don't have to taste it anymore.
Breast
it's Jared's
like dog
food. I think. Jared reeks of dog food over here.
Give me another one.
I think that it one? Also gets to you because you know what you're eating.
Yeah, it's a Jedi mind trick.
Right. I feel like I'm going to...
There was one we didn't tell the boys.
Dad,
we
if you
try like,
to give Justice one, I think he might... I'm not eating one.
There was Jared. One we...
What is it?
What is this one?
This is either toasted marshmallow or stink bug.
Justice, you... Here.
Oh, I already got one in my hand.
Oh, yeah. That one's a... That's a high risk, high reward.
Jared,
right
that's a challenge.
I think this is marshmallow.
You think?
I think this is...
All right, 1, 2, 3, go.
Let's do it.
1, 2, 3, go.
I'm going.
Oh.
Oh, no. No.
This
God,
is delicious.
No.
I totally got marshmallow.
That one was bad.
Kyler is like.
Kyler.
Oh, I spit
it.
Mine out.
How hard he's laughing.
I spit mine out.
That was a stink bug?
Would you say stink bug or stink butt? I mean, either or.
Stink bug.
Oh my!
This one's kind of
God help mercy.
You guys trying them?
I'm not doing.
How do they do that?
I'll do it. I don't know why he's not giving me one.
Well, here you do this one then. This one's kind of mild. This one is either berry blue or toothpaste.
Here, give me that one. I'll give it to Justice.
Oh, that is easy.
That's a mild
word. No, I just had.
No, give it to Justice.
Come on, man. It's all about you.
So berry blue or toothpaste?
Hey, yeah. You want a piece of candy?
We kept making jokes, but they're like, "Oh, you can eat your orange after you have
this
your toothpaste."
Cup smells awful. Justice,
you got a piece of candy, buddy.
You want some candy?
All the jelly beans smell off. I think because they're all mixed in there.
Yeah, I'm just going to send it right there.
We're actually trying to get Justice to play it.
I just want to. This is a.
He wants no part of it.
Risk one.
Yeah, this one's a low risk.
I feel like
this is a low risk.
I feel
one.
Like dried dog food tastes a little bit better than canned. Just saying.
Yeah, you know.
Because I tried it. It just tastes like wheat.
Okay. All right, Alexa, you ready?
Yep.
Go for it. Get it, girl.
Give me one.
Here.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, I got the cup.
Oh, she got the cup.
Oh, she's got the cup. Taylor, you got one too?
Brandy's
a glutton for punishment. Just because it's toothpaste.
Yeah, and I just had coffee, so it's not going to
hurt anything. 1, 2, 3, go. Justice, go.
Mine's toothpaste.
Oh, mine's definitely toothpaste.
Toothpaste.
How do we all three get toothpaste?
It tastes like the mint toothpaste.
I'll take the other one. It's not
bad. It's just like it.
I like this one. I'm down with this one.
It's like a mint.
I just had coffee.
Justin wants one of those.
Yeah, it's only one left.
Toothpaste too.
They nailed that one.
If it's toothpaste still, I have like the
there's
worst
two
luck.
Of them.
Yeah, no, I want to do one of them. Here we go.
Toothpaste is good. I don't know why the kids didn't
why
like
are you
toothpaste.
Eating half of it?
I got toothpaste.
What?
Oh.
It tastes like the mint toothpaste. That's very good.
Oh my God, it's toothpaste. Ugh.
The kids hated toothpaste last week.
Oh my God.
The kids hated the toothpaste, but
so
I don't mind it.
Is just like hiding right now?
They can actually
the last one's toothpaste too. All of them were toothpaste.
All right.
All right, you got
you
more?
Ready for another one?
I'm ready for another one.
We'll do the last one.
I don't think I can.
Anybody? Pass it around.
Honestly, I can't do
it
anymore.
It?
Just take it and go.
I do this one.
Red pill, blue pill. Just take it.
My stomach is
yeah, toothpaste was solid. Like, can they make a bag of those and I can just eat them after, like, lunch?
That's like a mint.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready for the last one?
I'm ready for the last one.
This is probably my favorite.
My stomach's getting upset.
It's probably my favorite one. This is either
strawberry
bananas.
Thank you.
I couldn't even hear because I'm so out of it now.
Strawberry banana smoothie.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Or
yes.
Dead fish.
Oh.
I'm in. Let's go.
Jerry, go.
Justice, you want it?
He was Ready. So excited.
He got the dead fish.
I got yeah, fish.
What'd you get?
I think I got the strawberry. I don't know.
No, you got know. Strawberry.
Yeah,
if you had this, you okay. had this, you'd be spitting it out.
Strawberry
dude.
Did fish.
No, I got fish. It
oh,
like
Lord.
Sardine.
Oh.
Strawberry.
Oh, he spit his out, too.
And the worst part about it is jelly bean, and it gets stuck in your teeth, and so you just sit there and taste it over and over again.
I'm still working on this toothpaste.
So there's two of them I had to
Yeah, see,
spit out.
I can't. My stomach is already starting to get a little sick.
I couldn't handle those two. I couldn't handle stink bug or stink butt, whatever it was. Stink bug.
I yes, love how he says that, and like not even dead like fish. A minute ago, he was like, "Nah, man, my stomach is really sore right now."
It feels weird right now.
The other flavors that we didn't do was either buttered popcorn or rotten egg.
It took me a little bit to.
I'll try it. Give me
one. Try it.
And Randy's like,
I just got dead fish, but you know, I'll try it.
He can do anything.
I had the dog food before.
Yeah, the dog
that
food.
I would be willing to do the dog
what
food.
What is that?
Our niece had the dog food last week.
I would
she
be willing to do
butter,
the rest
butter
of, like,
popcorn.
Food, like, most
I
want to
see what the dog food tastes like. Is there any more dog food left?
He keeps
Ooh,
getting
did
all
you
of
really
it.
Get the bad one again?
Rotten egg.
Oh, Lord. That's three in a row.
I can't tell how it smells.
You're getting the worst luck.
Yeah. I mean, if it makes you feel any better,
I'm trying it. Oh, God.
I've had the
Spit it out.
I think his cup's getting full over here.
Oh, Lord, that just did it. Jared, I'm right behind you. He's going to the trash can.
The other ones we didn't try.
Oh, give you my coffee.
The other ones we didn't try are peach or barf.
Oh,
no, I will
barf
not
is
do
the
that
worst.
One again.
Barf
I will
is
not
the
do
worst.
I don't know.
Juicy pear or booger.
I can handle booger.
Or
I can
I've been there.
That,
Tutti Frutti and stinky socks.
I can handle that.
Stinky socks.
Oh.
Or Tutti
Spoiled
Frutti.
Milk wasn't terrible, but I don't want to do it again.
My problem is the
barf,
smell
I'll never
of all
do
of
again.
Them
I want to do the dog. Is there any more dog food ones left? I want to roll the dice on dog food.
Are there any more dog foods left?
I want to roll the dice.
These dark brown ones.
Yeah, I want to roll the dice on dog food.
Think about which ones. What ones would we?
What was the option of dog food or what?
Chocolate pudding.
I had dog food.
Bro, I have
I got the dog food.
Like, I definitely got dog food.
I can legit smell my own breath right now, and it's nauseating me.
That's it. That's the thing with dog food. I feel like it just jinks. Like, it makes your breath smell.
Dog food is so much worse than I thought it would be.
It's not that bad. I'm handling it.
Justin's going to get a dog food one. Eat all of them at once. And then I offered at the end, I said, $100 Connects cash. To
which
anyone
we don't even
that
have going right
eats
now.
The rest.
Oh,
like a handful of
yeah,
of, like a potpourri.
So there you go. There's a couple experiments there that we've already done that you can play. Poor old Justin just had an exit stage left.
That's Jim Justice. I'm gonna go throw up.
He had to go to the bathroom. Does Justin have to go throw up or just
no
a drink?
Idea. I have no idea.
We'll find out.
Hold on. I have it.
Oh, it smells so bad.
I have a great sound bite for that.
Here you go.
Uh-oh. For what? For Justin?
For Justin.
Okay.
What he might be doing. It's taking a while.
Oh, hey. Oh, are they going to come out all right, Justin? No.
did
you have to get a drink of water or something? Or?
Excuse me just a second. I've got to go pee and then throw up.
Is that Jim Justice?
The information is...
Dr. Phil.
Why did he say that?
Because the information is not pleasing. I gotta go pee and then throw up.
Still, I don't understand that.
Justice right. Just ate dog food.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Justice just ate dog food. Jelly Belly over there. Don't Does he like it? He spit it out.
He's trying to hide it in the keyhole.
Oh, he's trying to hide it? Oh.
Kids.
Dude, I gotta brush my teeth.
All right, let's take a...
You want some toothpaste?
Let's take a break here.
Yeah,
and we'll go into
man.
Our toy box here.
No, you haven't barfed yet,
okay.
Though.
I couldn't. I don't even like normal milk.
All right. Hey, Kai Kai.
Oh, no.
Here comes little Kyler crawling up
no,
next to me.
No, this is really bad. Justice is scarred.
Uh-oh, did he take a bad jelly bean just then?
He got the dog food.
He got the dog. Oh, he
the
don't like it.
The dog food is so much worse than I thought it was going to be.
No, it wasn't that bad. It was okay.
It's all fun and games until a toddler eats dog food.
That'll learn him
dirty. Put that on a t-shirt.
All right, let's go into our toy box, and here we go. All right. Welcome to S&D Kidman Talk Show Podcast.
Thank you.
We are, believe it or not,
1.21 gigawatts.
Dude, I love
we
it.
We should put gigawatts on the board.
I love it.
That's a good addition.
Fun fact. Yes. When I was in chemistry, it was like one of those like problems where it's like something equals, it's new. I don't even know what it was, but he said, what's the answer? And I was like, 1.21 gigawatts, just to be funny. No one else got it, but she did.
Yeah.
So, and then everyone called me a nerd and threw stuff at me.
Yeah. You know what? You walked out of that classroom right. With pride.
I know.
But yeah, we should put that. We are 101.928 on your podcast dial, The Big Burp. The only podcast on the dial. Our podcast episodes are available on demand, but not in demand. No mask required to listen. Visit our mothership at sndkidman.com. Our social media links are there, and you click on those, you'll find our Facebook and Instagram, and also our MySpace, and everyone's connected, Pinterest, but not...
Twitter.
But not Twitter. All right, visit our... I already said that.
I got it right.
Subscribe, like, and share. We have no idea what that does for us. We just do it because the big podcast people say it all the time, so we just kind of follow suit with that nonsense. But honestly, though, subscribe, like, and share. Let us know you're out there.
Smash the subscribe button.
Yes, thank you. And then find our podcast at your local Walmart, Target, Starbucks, and wherever fine podcasts are sold, but not at
Menards.
Golden Corral.
What? Get out!
It's like my favorite store. I wanted to let you know.
What?
That I did put in a formal complaint with Pastor.
About?
About you saying awful things.
About Golden Corral?
Behind the pulpit.
But about Golden Corral?
About mentioning.
Wait, I must have missed that.
No, I did say Golden Corral.
I said
Corral.
I'm very concerned about
that. Is that Golden Corral in your sermon?
Yes. He did.
Yep.
Over and she would catch it.
Behind the pulpit.
What did you say about it?
On the holiest I can't of days. Remember.
On the holiest of days.
I don't remember.
All right, Alexa, you need
actually,
to you
I can't remember.
Actually, the Sabbath is
I
on
think
a
I was
Saturday.
Just, yeah. Thank,
oh,
thank,
come
thank
on,
you, Travis.
Dude.
The more you know. So Saturday is the holiest day.
Okay. Weather and traffic.
Nerd.
Every. Stay tuned for weather and traffic every 16 on the 37s with our S&D Sky and Weather Jet.
Hey,
and there he goes. And right now, all the lines are open. Just give us a call or a text if you want to. Just dial 9. And if we if you do that, we'll get you on the line. Right now, Taylor. Or
sorry,
Alexa,
I dialed 9. It was my fault. I dialed 9.
Okay, all right.
My fault.
Put that on silence over
That's
there.
My fault.
Yeah, get that call.
Is it
and
Dr. Phil?
It might be.
It might be.
Yeah, with your question or comment, just dial or text 9. All request hour is coming up later after the podcast and after the coffee talk with deep cuts and absolutely no hits whatsoever. But now let's strike
up. Fake news.
Fake news. Yeah, it's not working.
Fake news.
Well, okay, thanks, Jared. Now strike up the polka dot band, everybody, and let's go through and introduce all of our players over here. Huh?
About the disclaimer.
Oh, we'll get the disclaimer.
Come on in, kids. I mean,
sorry.
Polka dot kids. Yeah, polka dot band is playing. The kids are over there waiting for Podjinks.
Yeah, they're waiting and playing.
Podjinks is coming up with Travis over here and Alexa. And you got 2 corny kids jokes for us today, Travis. All right.
Not one.
Not one.
Not 5.
Not 3.
Not 10.
And just, I don't know why.
You got 11.
I'm looking at my fantasy football.
And oh, I won last week.
I think it's too late for me to change anything.
It is.
No, I got 10 minutes. No. Alexa, should I go with Kirk Cousins today or Lamar Jackson?
Lamar Jackson.
I don't know.
Jackson is still questionable, but he did practice
yesterday. Who's the Vikings playing?
The Vikings are playing Cleveland.
Oh, no, but I'd go Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. Now, Lamar Jackson is playing Denver.
I'd play Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson, 100%.
Okay, look, Cousins is predicted to earn more, and Jackson is on the is questionable, but he did play yesterday in practice with back, and so there's not been an update on that, which irks me.
The Browns are playing good this year, though.
The Browns are playing good this
year. Oh yeah, are they undefeated still?
How's Denver?
Are they
I don't know. How's Denver doing?
Not good as
usual.
They're not good.
Well, yeah, they're not doing as good as Browns. They are doing pretty good.
Okay, well, I'm going to switch and put Lamar Jackson in there. I had Cousins in there the whole week, but I'm going to put
Denver Broncos.
I'm going to put Jackson in anyway.
Denver Broncos are undefeated. I think the Browns are also undefeated.
I just hope he plays and doesn't have any back problems in the next 10 minutes. So, all right, let's give it up for Travis and Alexa Johnson, everybody.
Thank you.
And over to my right over here is Justin and Taylor Benge. They have both of their younglings with them today. the first and second youngest Kidman podcasters are in studio with us today. So if you hear any little gibber-jabber stuff going on in the background, you can know that they are here with us today, and they are participating with S&D Kidman Talk Show today.
Yeah,
so let's
poor Justice ate dog food, and it did not work out well for him.
He ate the dog food jelly bean, and he didn't like it. And there's Kyler right over there on the side. Let's get it up for Justin, Taylor, Kyler, and Justice, everybody. And right in front of me, wearing one of his The Man, the Janitor t-shirt that was given to us by... And while I'm on that, I don't know if we ever actually took time to give actual credit to the Lindsays, the Osborne family, for giving us... the Lindsays, the Osbournes, right?
Yeah.
For giving us these t-shirts, and we're going to post pictures of us wearing our shirts. I've been wearing mine pretty regularly.
I've been wearing mine.
I wear mine every Sunday.
I wear mine every day. I haven't taken it off yet.
I'll wear mine whenever I'm about to eat.
And so... thank you for the t-shirts, and we do wear those, and we appreciate it. But Jared's here today because he is the man, the janitor, the youth pastor, the legend, because he is epic.
And the vacation taker.
And the vacation taker. Yes, that's another thing we act as a pedigree there. He is the vacation taker.
No, that you know. Get out.
Get out. So Let's give it up to the one and only Jared the Epic Henry, everybody.
All you need to know.
The energy is palpable.
You know what? You know what I think of when I hear this sound? Devotion.
Devotion. Yes. Commitment. Thank you. Thank you.
That's what I hear.
That's right. So.
Oh, hey, there's a call on the line for Jared.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
Oh,
great.
Well, thank you. All right, let me get the... man, it's been a while since I've done this. I don't think I've ever done this. Let me get the phone button over here.
You got
to
transfer it over.
Transfer and...
All right, am I saying
it's
hello?
It's transfer 4-5.
Four, five.
Am I saying hello?
Like, H27.
Is it for Jared?
Yeah.
For Jared, yeah.
All right, Jared, you ready? I'm going to connect you, and here we go.
Then press
hello, this is S&D. Who we
what
got
is,
today?
What is your question?
Hello.
Yes.
Dr. Phil.
Hey, Dr. Phil, how are you?
Just wanted to call and remind you, you don't matter.
Thanks, Dr. Phil. We appreciate it.
Oh, darn. Dr. Phil, are you there?
Did he just drop the mic or the phone? Is that what happened?
He did. He just hung up.
No, I think one of my boys took care of him after he said that.
Jared, we are laughing with you, not at you.
I'm not, We're not laughing at you. We're laughing next to you.
Good stuff.
That was not right. Nice. I'm sorry, but
well, you know what? It's great to hear from a celebrity.
Yeah,
at little old S&D Kidman Talk Show podcast, Dr. Phil
and
calls.
Criticism
us.
Is never a bad thing.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So
he just wanted to remind you.
And I want to remind everybody that warning: this podcast does contain psychological creativity and Kidman language. So you have been warned. Batteries not included. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary to win.
So how was
not
Kennywood
responsible
yesterday?
For personal theft.
You went to Kennywood?
Items left in your
this
car.
Like the
actual
best
price.
Day ever.
Yeah, dude. Kennywood sucks now. I remember when it used to be like 2005,
yeah,
6 area.
Like
the exterminator.
Like, you know when you go to heaven and then God's like,
did you let the wind like go through your hair?
Right through my scalp.
Right through your scalp.
Do not attempt this at home, America.
I want to go to
member FDIC. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery.
Well, I don't remember
what's your favorite ride there.
When I was
exterminator,
the Jackrabbit.
I would say the Phantom.
Exterminator, always.
Thunderbolt. I like Thunderbolt.
I
rode the Jackrabbit. My first roller coaster was the Jackrabbit. Yeah. It really scared me. I didn't ride a roller coaster until I was like 17 or 18.
Could you poop your pants?
Don't ride the Thunderbolt. No, don't ride the Thunderbolt. Thunderbolt's the oldest roller coaster ever. That thing's going
great. No, the Racer. I think the Racer.
No, the
Thunderbolt
is
the oldest.
It was under construction.
You know
right
it goes
there.
Faster at night?
I know.
You know it goes faster at night?
We stayed all night.
Did you? Did
yeah.
you do
always
did you
do
like a little ghost session in there?
I feel like you're waiting.
When the disclaimers come across the waves,
oh,
I can't get
are
on
you
this.
Ready?
I'm ready now.
Oh,
okay. Sorry.
Sorry about that.
Sorry about that.
See, right. It was okay when it was just me and Travis, but everybody else had to start chiming
yeah.
in. And
I ruined their thing. I ruined their little nerd thing.
Yes. Yes.
Now, the moment you've all been waiting for. It's time for Pod Jinx, where corny kids' jokes never grow old. Here is your joy-filled jester, Travis Johnson.
Phenomena.
I should have done the air horn right after.
Travis, can you hear me? Can you hear me? No?
I don't need Alexa to tell me her favorite joke of mine. And I'll do that. Can you tell
me? Two jokes. Here we go.
Oh, you got that book. We bought
I
that
do.
Book.
Yeah, I don't have
hey, I have a book.
We bought a book.
Yeah, Jared has a book in his segment.
I'm writing a book.
All right, are you
I'll
ready?
Write it one day.
How did Vikings communicate back in the day?
How did Vikings communicate back in the day?
I know it. Can I say it? Okay, well, I know it.
How did the Vikings communicate?
I got this.
Well,
I can't even like.
No, I
say hand signals because
we have
the.
Taking this literal.
Yeah, hand signals.
I got one, but I'm pretty sure it's not.
I'm sure they spoke.
Oh, I know,
you
I got
know,
it.
I'm sure they weren't mute.
And if it's not, mine's funnier. So.
I mean, I can't think of a play on words for anything.
I can't.
I've got
I just
one.
Think
like I said,
plunder,
I'm pretty sure mine's not right, but I'm gonna give it a go.
I got it. I got it.
All right,
man.
Go ahead.
What is it, Alexa?
Norse cult. No, Norse code.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Norse code.
Mine was going to be
Norse
code. Ask one another.
What is it really?
Norse code.
Hey, the kids are laughing at the sound in that back in the studio.
Oh,
you need to bring them in
no,
here.
I called them in earlier.
Bring the kids in here now.
Kids!
Come on, Polka Dot. They're all wearing Polka Dots today.
They are. Uh-oh. Kylie.
There's Kai.
Oh, it's dark in here, Kai.
He likes it. Does he have a joke, too?
You want? Oh, you want a jelly bean?
No. Is that what? No, I think that's what he said. That to him.
I think that's what he was saying. Yeah. Loose candies. All right, you ready?
Oh, we're ready.
That's crazy.
Are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
What was it? Oh, what is the difference between black-eyed peas and chickpeas?
Oh, I've heard this one before.
That tonight's going to be a good night. I don't know.
Something about hummus.
Difference between black-eyed peas and chickpeas.
You know, my mom would really like black-eyed peas.
Hummus. The band of the vegetable.
She's a saint. She don't listen to me.
We saw her somewhere else again.
I know for a fact I've heard this one, but I can't think of it.
I think you guys just shot me.
All right. Difference is black eyed peas can sing us a song, while chickpeas can only hum us a song.
Oh, it's a double whammy there.
Okay, explain the second part.
Hummus, chickpeas. Hummus made out of chickpeas.
That's all, okay. Folks.
It's a new food for him.
I think Megan would think that was funny. Okay. I didn't understand it.
Hummus, yeah.
He's going to go pretend it's his joke.
And you'll be.
I don't remember it.
Hilarious. You'll be like, hey, you know, what's the deal with hummus? Am I right? Those chicks eating hummus.
I would say that, and she'd be like, shut up. You don't even know what you're talking about. That's what she'd do.
Women, am I right? Can't live with them.
You'll finish.
What? What?
Waiting for someone to finish it up.
Finish
for
what?
Saying,
like, what are you talking about?
Icky Bricky Jesus keeps getting closer and closer to me.
Janitor.
We have a real air horn in there.
Oh yeah, we do.
Oh yes, we do have a real air horn.
Because I tried to use it the other day.
I got three totally awesome useless informations.
Nice.
Informations?
Yeah. Okay, you ready for this?
We're ready.
No.
Should I let you guys try to guess?
No.
Nope.
No.
Whatever. It's your segment, man. You go.
Well, you guys don't care.
No.
The harmonica is the world's most popular instrument.
No.
Is this a true or false?
True.
If they're going to just repeat, no, I'm going to be done.
No. Is this a true or false thing, or is this actually?
No, that's true.
Oh, it is?
That's what it tells
me. I'll guess.
The harmonica is?
Huh?
It's the what? What did he say? The
most popular instrument.
I thought it would be the kazoo.
I mean, no, I do.
Thought it'd be the recorder.
Harmonica. Harmonica.
No.
I think my grandpa used to play the harmonica.
I do like me some. What's that guy that does the harmonica?
Andy Griffith?
No, the song.
Is Barney
Hootie? Is it Hootie and the Blowfish?
I don't know. Blues Traveler?
Blues Traveler. That's the one.
All right. Mosquitoes are attracted to people who have recently eaten what?
Sugar.
You have to guess.
Sugar.
A certain food.
Salty
you have to guess
food.
A certain food.
It's
a certain food.
Green beans.
Peanuts. All right.
Green beans.
Cake.
Peanuts.
Monster
I'm
energy
gonna say
drink.
I'm going to say candy.
Nope, changing mine. Lemons.
Okay.
Some with vinegar in it.
No.
You it's say food.
Ketchup.
It has to be a food.
Spaghetti.
Ketchup.
Food.
Pizza.
Cheese. No.
Don't have vinegar.
I'm going to stick with candy.
I'm going to say cheese.
I'm going to go with ketchup.
Okay. Wrong.
If you're going to keep doing that, I'm not going to do this.
Bananas. That's bananas.
I like bananas.
I think that mangoes are sweet.
I like papayas.
And
this is a very interesting fact, but I can't, true or false. So the planet Saturn, okay?
Uh-huh.
Saturn. It has a density lower than water. So if there was a bathtub large enough to hold it, Saturn would float.
Huh.
Whatever.
Isn't that crazy?
Saturn. How in the world do they figure this out?
Yeah, how do they know that?
Like, I mean, I think you can figure out density of
but
stuff.
But also, I feel
and
like there's...
have no samples from there.
Here's,
yeah, but
here's
pictures.
My thought. I just feel like there's other things we could be researching.
Yes. Yes.
Like, let's get a cure for cancer.
Like, let's drain the ocean, see what's all in there.
I don't think we want to see what.
Travis really wants to drain
the ocean. Drain the ocean.
Drain the
ocean. Where are we going to
like
put it?
It's like Parks and Rec.
In the middle of, in the core of the earth.
What does he say?
We'll fill the pit.
Just drain the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
No more questions. Just drain
let's
the ocean.
Let's start picketing. Let's start picketing outside.
Let's
like,
drain one ocean
the
into the other
center.
Ocean.
Like, drain the ocean.
Don't stop letting people not help.
Let's siphon one ocean into the other and see what's in that one first. Then we can
Water displacement. Fine. Dummies ever heard of it?
Come on now.
Come on. Let's see what's down there, dummies.
Exactly. Almost. There's a megalodon down there.
Is there NASA for the sea? Is that a thing?
There needs to be.
Space Force, Ocean Force.
We need another multi-billionaire to start one of those.
Yeah. Right. That's what we really.
We got all these. We got three billionaires trying to go out in space.
People just need to listen to our podcast, and we get a lot of money and do it ourselves.
Ain't no one want to go to the bottom of the ocean.
It's the race to space. It should be the race to drain the ocean.
He is very, very serious about this.
The Mariana Trench.
I want to know what's down there.
I want to know what's.
I don't think you do.
Well, I mean, I'm far away from the
ocean. There's stuff
in there. You know what there is? Probably lots of treasure.
There's life down there. Is there life in the middle of the ocean? Yep. I don't know. We've never been.
Bunch of mermen down there.
Yeah, we can.
Bunch of mermen.
What if heaven?
Sirens.
No, that's not.
Sirens.
Them dang sirens.
Sirens.
Turn them into a horny toad.
What?
All right, Jared, is that enough for your segment? Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Drain the water.
Hong Kong.
Drain the ocean. You ever seen Oh Brother Where Art Thou?
I kind of saw
it.
Oh, it's so good. It's one of my top five favorite movies.
Yeah.
Is it supposed to be funny?
Yeah.
I never caught that when I was watching it.
That's what
it's supposed to be based off the book The Odyssey by Homer.
Oh, so it's like just like a different
satire.
Yeah. It's really cool. Good, though. He's bona fide.
So, okay. We all just kind of went there and kind of wiped out for a second. We have nothing else to say or do. Anything?
One Lord, one faith.
Can we
one
start
baptism.
My game yet?
Yes, let's start your game.
Yeah, yay!
This is
a continuation. We need a catchy name for it.
Yes, we need a catchy name for it.
What
we
are
should
doing?
Do a
like binge on vacation.
This is
binge. A vacation on binge.
Vacation
okay,
binge.
We have to guess Taylor's favorite vacation. Her dream vacation,
Honolulu,
right?
Hawaii.
Dream vacation.
And the rules go like this. If I can remember correctly, we all get to guess a location for your dream vacation, which you've never been. Well, that could be a question.
You've been to Hawaii, haven't you?
And so, you have to wait and find out. She doesn't.
I mean.
And if one of us guess it, we win a free vacation. That's
no.
To that spot.
No.
Nice.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Oh, I still.
A $5 gift certificate.
And I still owe
toward
her,
your vacation.
I still owe her a $10 gift card to whatever restaurant.
Yeah, just pay the difference.
She guessed your restaurant. Yeah. So, all right. And then, so we all get to guess one
Chick-fil-A.
Place.
Okay.
And if anyone we'll guesses deal. It, then the game's over. But if not, we all get the big buzzer. And then we get to ask one question, right?
You all get to ask one question, and then I get to pick which question I'm going to answer.
I got Chick-fil-A gift cards that's been in my wallet for a long time. So
I'll
I don't
guess
know how long
first.
It's been.
You're not allowed to play.
Justin can't play.
I have Chick-fil-A gift cards in my wallet.
I already have a location.
Isn't it still Iceland?
All right.
We found some Chick-fil-A gift cards in our wallets.
I don't know how long they've been in there. I don't know how much is. So it's like a roulette if you want to take them.
Well, there you go.
It could be.
All right.
Millions.
Do we officially start this now?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Let's guess. I want to guess.
All right. We're going to go around the room and guess. Travis is ready to guess first. What do you think?
I want
to
guess. Booger Hole, West Virginia.
Jared, what's your guess?
Osage, West Virginia.
I don't know if she's been to Osage, but you don't want to go there.
It's like right
by Greenville. I play bingo in Osage.
Right,
what's your guess?
No, I'm taking back my guess.
Are these like actual guesses?
No, my
Osage
actual
better not be.
My actual guess is Bora Bora.
I don't
Bora
know
Bora?
Locations.
Okay.
Oh, Bora Bora.
Bora Bora. Is Bora Bora. There only two Boras or three? Bora Bora Bora.
Does it have to be like a specific city?
We're not
or?
Asking questions yet.
No, no.
We'll just take a guess. That's how this works.
So,
just take a guess. It could be a city or a destination.
Okay.
I'm not good at like I don't know. Brazil? I don't know.
Go for it. That's
good.
That's
ooh,
not a bad guess.
Say New Zealand.
No, I already have a plan. All right,
okay.
I want to say
oh Nassau.
Nope. Too late. I already said Brazil.
Nassau.
Never heard of this place.
Okay.
Nerd.
My name is Jared.
It's going to take 1.21 gigawatts to get to Nassau.
Nassau, Bahamas. Is it Bahamas?
Oh, you mean Nassau.
Nassau, Bahamas.
Nassau.
Bahamas.
That's in Tennessee.
It's the Bahamas.
He said
Tennessee. Nassau, Tennessee.
You know what?
Nassau
I just
Coliseum.
Recorded you make fun of me, and now I'm going to show it to all your students.
Look, kids, bullying isn't fun.
Yeah, and it'll be like, she tells you to stop bullying, don't stop because she does it herself.
You guess.
It's all about holding you accountable.
It is. I'm okay.
He's your accountability buddy.
What's your guess, Alexa?
Greece.
Greece. Yeah, and Taylor has to write all these down. We have to post our answers because
are you not guessing?
This could go on for a while.
I'm not allowed to guess.
I'm going to say Sweden.
Yeah.
Okay, Europe too.
All right.
Y'all wrote them down.
So I'm right, right?
Huh? All right, we got to do the drum roll here. We got to do the drum roll and see if anybody guessed it right.
The shortest segment ever because I guessed
yes.
it.
Yes. Yes.
What?
Shortest one ever.
Just like that, it's already over.
I was really looking forward to this.
We didn't even get a logo.
Can we be more
specific
or anything?
Wait, did I get it right?
I mean,
no, wait, what was our get? You said NASA?
We can be
NASA. You said what?
Bora Bora. Bora. Bora?
What is Bora?
And I said
Bora?
Sweden.
I said
all these are legit
answers. And I said Greece.
Greece! That's four legit answers
like
right there.
Where French fries are.
Greece or. What's Bora Bora?
Fried.
Santorini.
It's her favorite place.
Apparently. We really got. One of us got the answer?
Yes.
What if she's kidding this whole time?
No, one of you guys really got the answer.
And it's me.
All right, hold on here.
Smartest man alive.
This is a record.
I don't like this. I was looking forward to this.
Did we ever do it in one episode?
No!
It's always like forever. And of course, it's mine.
What?
Alexa, where's my vacation?
Oh, Alexa got it.
Greece. That's where I want to go. So. I want to go to Greece so bad. One of the YouTubers that I follow, they're in Greece right now, and I'm so jealous.
Mama
one of the people I follow just left, too.
Who is it?
Abby.
Matt and Abby?
Ayers.
Who did?
She went with her sisters.
Okay, never mind. This is a husband and wife.
She's
just went,
Saints,
took a 11-day cruise to Greece, and I'm so jealous.
Well, you know what you did today? You went to church.
I went to church. I did.
Yes, Jared. Yes, Jared. Yes.
Thanks for that.
Megan hates when
Travis.
I say that.
Yes.
You like really fast. You like came over here and then went back.
I didn't do anything.
What? It smells like farts over here.
Oh.
Give me something that's so I can throw Travis.
Well, there you go.
I mean.
Well,
now, who have it?
Woohoo!
So is there a certain
my long-awaited segment.
As soon as she said that, I looked at her and I'm like, well, that was quick.
That's just because it was mine. Like,
we can't make it any more specific.
Is that one of your places you want to go?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
We're just going to take a girl's trip to Greece.
There you go.
Yep. Oh, that's our dream vacation right there. Yeah. But I love you.
Jared, we've never done this segment with you before.
I don't know what to do. You could skip me.
Well, I don't have to start today.
People know me. So, like, I feel like if I say something, people
What's
would
your
know
favorite
me.
Movie?
How about your favorite...
What?
How about no? Favorite you just
Hulk
think
Hulk
on
Hulk
it.
Episode.
You know, you get figured out yet.
You gotta say his favorite. You gotta say his favorite James Bond movie. But you know, my favorite one's Daniel Craig. So it's
I did
only
know that. So now I know that. See, look at you. You already messed it up. I don't like.
I
James
feel like
Bond
I give you
with
a
James
lot
Bond
of
hits, is lame
because so, I talk about a lot of stuff. Because you haven't watched it, my
we
guy.
May never
Jared's
remember all the stuff.
Favorite.
I forget it stuff all the time.
Deep favorite, down inside, he likes
my favorite
brother.
My favorite brother.
I got an idea. I got an
his
idea.
His favorite
Let's,
office
I feel
episode.
Like, I feel like you guys know me.
No, there's something about you we don't know yet.
Your favorite your
deepest,
favorite
darkest
utensil
secret
to use to clean with.
Let's do deepest, darkest
your greatest
secret.
Fear.
Deepest, darkest secret.
Let's ask all
don't
of our.
Just think of the weirdest
well,
it is
thing. Halloween.
Let's ask all eight of our listeners to say, hey, all eight of our listeners, post us a question. And what should Jared ask
I'm
us that we need to figure out?
I'm just a generic guy. Like, I'm. You know what I mean?
You gotta have favorite something.
The favorite of all 4,000 of your vacations.
Home.
This year.
Home. Here.
He just. So, all right. We'll figure
favorite
out.
Favorite pastor you've ever had.
Favorite pastor?
Yeah.
That's rough because.
Brother Polling.
Brother Polling.
Brother Polling.
So, all right.
I know
well,
his dad.
That does that. And
I'm mad.
I'm sorry.
No, man. Well.
I'm sorry. Is there anything else? You want to do second favorite?
My second,
second
favorite.
Second favorite vacation spot. After Greece, I want to go here. So, all right. Anything else from anybody? Kyler in the background while they're having fun with Lolly.
And Justice is passed out.
And Justice is passed out. He's snoring over here on Daddy's shoulder. So, all right. Good podcast today.
Go watch some football.
Go watch some football.
Some
Lamar.
Football.
Lamar.
Okay,
Lamar.
It's past 1 o'clock now. I'm going to check my fantasy football.
I won last week. First
and
time.
I guess I'll delete my notes.
All right, all my players are engaged in a ball game right now. Yes, they're engaged in a ball game right now, so I can still change Lamar and Edmonds, my running back.
I'm actually 3-0 on the church league, and I am 2-1 on the family league.
Bro, Jalen Hurts is averaging 40 points, and I only bought him for $2.
Dang. Lucky.
I'm losing.
You want to know who I – okay, so real talk, real quick.
Lee. All right.
Trevor Lawrence, rookie quarterback for the Jaguars. Great, great quarterback. But you want to know what I found out? We got rid of offensive coordinator Brian. I can never pronounce his last name. I'm just going to call him Schottenheimer because it's close to someone good. And I never really liked that man as an offensive coordinator. And so I found out that Trevor Lawrence got, you know, drafted, you know, for the by the Jaguars. And then all of a sudden I find out, like, I was like, why in the world the offense doing, like, who's the offensive coordinator? Who's calling these plays? Turns out it's Brian Schottenheimer. I was like, I feel so bad for Trevor Lawrence because he's like a fantastic quarterback, but they're 0-4 right now.
He doesn't have anyone around him. They said that his four losses, apparently, like, he's like never lost up until NFL.
Yeah, like he's a fantastic quarterback. He got stuck in a really bad spot.
It was like Joe Burrow last year.
But I mean, what do you expect if you're like really good? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it just kind of like I've seen the man play, and he is like he's so good. He just got thrown into a bad spot.
Football's a team game. It's a
Joe Burrow last year. He came from winning the Heisman, I think, and he lost every single game on the Bengals.
Yeah. Well, fellas, I have to go throw away this little spit cup of these jelly beans
in here. I
have to go
brush my teeth.
It smells disgusting. It is nasty. I couldn't eat these things. I got to throw them away.
Eat it now.
So,
see,
I need some.
My thing is that you made
Mr. Rogers,
and you didn't do it.
Take us away. Thank you all for hanging around with us today at SD Kevin Talk Show and all that good stuff. So Kyler is over here saying bye.
Say bye.
Stay out of the Walsworth.
Oh, he's waving.
He's waving bye. Oh, okay. Well, that'll work. So just imagine a little. Year and a half old boy just waving bye-bye at you right now. Okay, Mr. Rogers, take us out of here. We'll see you guys next time.
Do a Reddit moment. To know you're alive, it's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to set, I think I'll make a snappy decision. Two of the same ones. It's such a good
feeling.
I
don't
even
put a red
one
and a blue one.
I know, that's what I said.
You know that John Wick 4 is coming out next year?
Yeah.
You know, you can always help to make each day.
You haven't seen any of them?
They're pretty good. By just your
No Time to Die. This Friday at 5:30, I will be at AMC Theaters. Own way.
Everyone does.
Tickets are only $8.
Mr. Rogers is singing right now. One of us is Mr. Rogers is singing.
5:30, that's probably like us exactly as we
are. Which, well, I don't have.
Okay, now you can talk.
I'll talk too.
You have any Mr. Roger facts there, Forrest Travis?
Oh, I don't
not today? Oh, okay. All right,
I gotta make
Mr. Rogers could not see the color purple.
I gotta turn off the
lights. You can see every other color except for color purple. It just looked great to him.
All right.
So it's planned. Right. So it's staged coffee talk now?
No, only because well,
this
I
is a
do,
reality
wanna...
show. This has turned into a reality show.
Sellouts. I'm out.
No, this is where we're gonna rehearse, so you guys know what to do when we actually start the
100% authentically fake.
Yes.
100% authentically fake. I like it.
I don't want to give away my.
You got your sound effect.
Soundboard until the time of.
Okay. Do you have another sound you can use for now?
Sure.
Okay. So this is what we're going to do. We may have even talked about this like early in the podcast years, but I don't think we actually ever did it. And it's called Instrumental Kids. And so you guys get your one note sound effect ready on your phone, and you got to have it up right by your mic because you're going
to. I got to test mine to see it. Make
yeah,
sure
go ahead. Yeah, just test
it. This is the lowest sound. I don't like that. I think it's just a real pitch. Quick. It's the pitch.
Okay. But don't drag it out that long. Just bing. There you go. You'll see why. You'll understand why. Okay.
Are we playing Bible quiz?
No, no. We're making melodies with it. Okay.
Making melodies.
Hi, buddy.
He wants to come to the podcast.
Podcast? All right. So get your sound effect ready. Tay, you remember when we did Instrumental Kids, right? Okay. We're doing the same thing, but you guys are the kids, and you're just going to use an app. an app sound effect for this. And I used to put kids up with a real instrument in their hand, like a tambourine, a little bongo drum, and a Lucaracha shaker thingy, and a bell or, and a triangle and stuff like that. And whenever I bopped them on the head, they'd stand in a line in front of me, and I'd bop them on the head. They'd strike their instrument one time. And in the same time, everyone's singing a song with me. And they're and I'm playing the music instruments
usually
by tapping on the head.
Jesus loves me.
Right? Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to do in this case is I'm going to point to you. And as soon as I point to you, you strike your instrument. So just okay. keep watching and be ready to have your finger on that.
I'm going
to
be the guy not.
And then, yeah, and keep your phone on the microphone the whole time and your thumb ready to go, okay? So we're going to practice. And I'll just use the old classic, Jesus loves me this, I know. I'll go kind of slow. So when I point to you, strike your instrument. All right. Taylor, you ready?
No, I got
okay.
a signal real quick.
I should get set. Okay, we'll go with without them. Okay, ready? Jesus loves
hello.
Me. The hello's going to throw us off.
Yeah,
really
do
is.
I need
a... You need a sound effect, not a sound bite. A sound effect.
That is wasn't that what you said. You said soundboard.
I said...
You need to sound nibble.
A musical one tone.
You need to sound nibble, not a sound bite.
I didn't say you, that.
It's all right. It's, here
said,
we go.
Download a soundboard.
Oh, hold on. I lost one. Okay, I'm ready.
You wait, ready?
I okay. got to turn off the notifications to the ring.
Good.
It's going to make noise.
Yep.
Yeah, mine
that's
too.
True. That's true. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it's a good idea. So turn your notification things off or on silent or whatever.
I have mine on silent always.
Well, I don't think
I don't want to know about people notifying me.
All right. Jared's ready.
I got to read Travis down. I got to download a whole thing now.
Oh,
that's
goodness. All right.
That's okay.
Let me find a better sound effect.
So while we're doing
Dr.
that,
Phil's soundboard is my favorite, and there's no other for me.
So Megan wants us to be Bugs Bunny and her girlfriend for his girlfriend
Lola
for Halloween.
Bunny.
Yeah.
What now? Lola Bunny. What about
for the trunk or treat?
Yeah.
Is that what you guys are doing?
I guess. I just said, she said my car's dirty. I was like, why don't we just make the dirtiest car people's ever seen?
Just pour a bunch of dirt for trunk or treat?
Yeah.
Yeah, put a big old liner or plastic in there and just throw a bunch of dirt.
And then we'll say there's a kid in here. You have to find him.
Why? I don't want to pay.
A trunk of dirt.
We wanted to do candy. We're thinking Candyland, maybe.
No, Candyland, okay.
Yeah.
So here in Coffee Talk, we're talking about our trunk or
for
treat.
For this Halloween, I'm going to be Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Dog. I want to see that.
Huh? Aloha.
I know, but.
Dog the Bounty
I
Hunter.
I know, because it's not. Oh, I can change it, though.
And we'll have the theme song playing on the car
switch.
The whole time.
Oh, it's just featured.
All right. You guys got one? Like, here, if you got your earphones on, here's mine. I'm going to do the service bell.
Okay.
Hold on.
That's what I'm doing. But you'll see, like the kazoo is too long.
I do a kazoo. So for the finish, let me do the air horn, like, and then that'll be the end.
Well,
of it.
Actually, well, I'll explain later. Yes. Hey, bud, you got some chips and gummies. Awesome. All right, you guys ready?
Yes.
I've been ready.
No. Okay.
I was born 2 months early.
So,
dude, I was born a month early.
I don't know what I'm gonna do for my trunk or treat. I don't know what theme I want to do yet.
I want to do as your.
I'll do that one. I'm trying to find ones faster.
How do I dress as Bugs Bunny? I mean, I already have the overbite for it. I just need a carrot.
That was too long.
What's up, Doc?
No, there's and Bugs Bunny costumes.
What's
you can
up,
get.
Doc?
So Bugs and Lola
I
Bunny.
I need you to step across that one.
She keeps sticking her finger
see that
in his
one.
Mouth and he bites down.
Oh, there's a kid over there.
There is a kid over there.
All right, I didn't see that.
It's not a folder, guys.
Dude, Randy,
what?
You be Elmer Fudd.
Elmer Fudd.
Okay. We'll shave your head.
Oh, okay. That give me a reason to shave my head. Wrong. If you go trunk or treat, Google images, you'll see all kind of neat ideas. I've seen a bunch of cool ideas.
Well, that's up to her. I'm,
I don't know if that's
I'm booked,
too
man.
Scary?
Huh?
Is Wizard of Oz too scary?
No.
It can
those
be.
Those flying monkeys, though.
Call me a library.
The flying
I'm
monkeys, yeah.
Dude, the flying monkeys did scare me when I was a kid.
It's too long.
The flying monkeys.
Monkey sound effect.
Are you all ready yet?
Tell her it's got to. She's okay. looking for voices.
This,
she's got
to
have a.
It's got
to
be a. Taylor knows. It can't be a.
Too,
it can't be a.
No.
It can't
is,
be a voice.
Is, too far of a voice?
Wow. Is that Owen's?
Yeah.
Owen Wilson saying what? Wow. Just look up a thing. It doesn't have to be
a musical board soundbite.
Just something random.
This is harder than you think.
My ears already hurt.
Your ears hurt.
Justin, do you have, for your video game setup, do you have a headset that, like, doesn't hurt your ears or anything like that? Like, do you have, like, I'm trying to look for one.
I know what you're trying to say. Like, long exposure to, like, the pressure and it hurting.
Because I've put mine all the way down. It kind of lightens
I'm not even joking. I've had, like, over 15 headsets in the past, like, 10 years trying to find the right one. So far, the one that I'm using right now is a Corsair. I think it's your Corsair or Logitech.
So it's like at legit, like it's because I could probably do it. For
yeah,
like
it plays
15
sound.
15 to 30 minutes. Like the video, the sound quality is very good, but it's just that it's not too tight, but it's just.
Well, you also got to remember too that my headset, like everybody's, is going to be a little different because of the shape of their head.
Right.
I got big old freaking head, so I have to have like a freaking.
Oh, I've done this one.
I gotta have like one that can go really wide without putting a lot of pressure while also being sound.
In a minute.
I found I typed in music soundboard in my applications search, and the first one that came up was called drum pad machine. So I bet all these buttons on here, you can find like one cymbal or a drum note or all kinds of weird stuff. But it's taking forever to download.
Mine's almost downloaded. This is a board I've used.
Do that one.
Just go into your Apple settings.
yeah, your sounds in your Apple might be a one single tone sound in there as well. Settings. Absolutely.
This is actually one I've used before. I didn't realize.
Justice looks good and sharp in his vest. He looks dapper.
He does, doesn't he? And then he wanted to wear his superhero cape.
You should have let him. That'd be so cool.
We did let him. He walked in the sanctuary like that this morning. Yeah.
I still have it with me.
Did you just lick that first?
Yep.
They catch you licking
it. You didn't catch me. I did it.
What was that one show? I watched like the first. Oh, it was like Everyone Loves Raymond or something like that.
All right. No, okay. I found mine.
All right. We've all got it now.
I got a good one.
All right. All right. Let's do our practice.
So you ready?
Let's do our practice.
I'm going to screw up the real part.
Nope. Sorry. That's blackboard.
Taylor, you know better than that. What is that? Just a one bing, boom, or something like that.
That wasn't me.
I
haven't even pressed mine yet.
Oh, I thought you was doing that because you was...
No.
Okay. We ready? All right, here we go. When I point at you, hit it. Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so.
I can only hear Travis's.
Yeah, yours is too long.
Why is so loud?
No, but why is yours so long?
I can't really hear these at all. Is it because this...
I don't know.
Mine has ads, so this is...
All right, I'm just going to point to you, and you do your sound effect.
It looks like a ghost is making footprints.
You can't... It's something shorter?
It's too long.
Yeah, it's too long. I can hardly hear
Minecraft
it.
She's doing Minecraft with me.
We got Jared's. Alexa. Nice. Good.
It's under... All
right.
Yeah.
Here we go again. Let's try it again.
Hold on, I gotta find a shorter one.
All right, I will go ahead and start without Taylor yet.
Oh, stupid ass.
Mike. Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong.
Oh, crap.
All right, you got the idea of it? All right, very good.
I don't understand.
I know, I keep getting ads, too.
So what's the goal?
All I hear is dong.
And then like
well, that was just a practice one. That's not really my real one.
Oh, okay.
I feel like darkness is about to fall upon the earth when Travis's place is.
It's called The Undertaker. Oh, I didn't mean
to. Oh, they want to do
that's too long.
I didn't
subscriptions.
Mean
to. All right,
it's too long.
So let's get the podcast started. Lord, help this idea be a helpful tool for us people to use out there in kid ministry, and bless us all today as we pull together and make this happen some way, somehow. Yes. In Jesus' name, please.
Yes. Please. Amen.
That was solid.